Robot Underpants.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Robot Underpants. This is Langley. It is episode number 15, I believe. And I've had a busy weekend, so I'm just going to try to squeeze this in here real quick. It may not be the usual lengthy show that it is, but we'll see what we get. We'll see what we get done here. I've been at the Outside Lands Festival here all weekend in San Francisco. It's a big music fest, 3 days of it. I didn't get over there till late on Friday, so I missed most of the shows that were going on. I got over there Friday night. I saw the end of Fish, and I'm not a big Fish head, believe it or not. But that was going on. And I saw the beginning of the Shins, and then I decided I'm going to leave before the crowd leaves. And everybody was messed up and drunk and high and who knows whatever else, and I was none of those things, so I was kind of just annoyed and I left. It was one of those things, everybody's there with their girlfriends and boyfriends and whatevers, and I just, it smelled like drugs and sex drugs and rock and roll, which normally would be fine, but I just wasn't feeling it that night. So Saturday, I went, I got there earlier and met up with some friends, and it was a lot more fun. Got my media passes and went into the media special areas and things like that. Got some good photos and some video, which I'm not sure I can show any of it for you here because I was doing it for my real job, and I don't know if there's some sort of conflict with that with posting some here. Maybe I'll see. Maybe I'll post a picture too. I don't know. I saw OK Go. They were really good. Never thought much of it, but they were pretty good. They put on a good show. And then after that was the Arctic Monkeys, which I was not impressed with the Arctic Monkeys. Followed that up with, what did I see after that? Oh, the Black Keys. They were great. They put on a great show. They rocked out. And then after that was Muse, who another band that I've never really been into, but they did put on a hell of a show. I'll say that. Lights and smoke and all that kind of rock show stuff. That was pretty awesome. They put on a good show. So that was a good time. And then I left and came home and just passed out. I was tired yesterday, walking around, being out in the sun. No, don't do that very often. So it was kind of nice to get out and do that stuff every once in a while. And then, so I'm recording this on Sunday. There's a few bands playing I might go check out. I'm not sure. I might just take it easy today and whatever. But so you're seeing this on Monday. Well, who knows what I did yesterday, whatever. So that's that. Not much else to report from my personal news stash, but and I don't have a whole lot to report from other news stashes either. I did see this story, which I thought was interesting. Some doctors, I'm not sure where, I think University of Pennsylvania, they have found some treatment that made the most common type of leukemia completely disappear in 2 of the 3 patients and reduced it by 70% in the third. In each of the patients, as much as 5 pounds of cancerous tissue completely melted away within weeks. And a year later, it's still gone. And very, very few side effects. Now, you want to know how they did this? This is the weird part, because probably wouldn't have thought to do this. But they injected the cancer with HIV. Now, this might seem, whoa, that doesn't sound like you're doing anything better. That's making it bad to worse, probably. Or, well, I don't know. So, but don't worry. It's a modified, harmless version of HIV. And, yes, it is the virus that causes AIDS. But what it did was... let's see, what do they do here? In the Penn experiment, the researchers removed certain types of white blood cells that the body uses to fight the disease from the patients. Using modified harmless version of HIV, they inserted a series of genes into the white blood cells. These were designed to make the cells target and kill the cancer cells. After growing a large batch of genetically engineered white blood cells, the doctors injected them back into the patients. Yeah, so basically it made the white blood cells into serial killers, it says, and they relentlessly tracked down and killed the cancer cells in the blood. bone marrow, and lymph tissue. This is pretty exciting. You know, they said, obviously, you know, we don't know if it's going to work forever or work with everybody. They only tried on 3 people because they don't have any money for it. Of course not. Because the story goes on to say, this comes from MSNBC, by the way. Story goes on to say, let's see, the National Cancer Institute and several pharmaceutical companies declined to pay for the research. Well, there's a surprise. The pharmaceutical companies aren't going to pay for cancer research unless there's just treatment. They don't want to cure anything. There's no money in curing anything. Got to sell treatment over and over and over and over again. Just enough to keep people alive so they can keep shelling out money to stay alive. It's so horrible. I hope that people like just donate a crap load of money to this research and they can tell the pharmaceutical companies to go F themselves, because this is awesome. I mean, if it's easy, like it said, all I had was, like, you know, basically cold symptoms for side effects, and then the cancer went away. Like, are you kidding me? Let's all go do stupid stuff and get cancer. Like, we get into treatment. That's easy. Cures. I don't know. I thought that was pretty amazing, and we'll see what happens with that. I don't know. I'd like to see something get cured in my lifetime. I don't know if anything ever will. Although, we'll see. Maybe something will happen. Speaking of things happening, the London riots, I guess, are over now. They've been using face recognition software to track down people who were dumb enough to put their faces anywhere that could be seen while they were looting and pillaging and whatever else they were doing over there. So cops have arrested everybody, just if you were doing something bad, you know, lawyers, family people, poor people, rich people. There's someone I heard, there was like some millionaire's daughter was arrested for looting. I mean, I don't know, whatever. And one other thing I saw too, what was it? Oh, there was a. Let me see if I can find the actual story here. In the Indiana State Fair, I think it was, there was a massive stage collapse, and I actually found some video here, which I will show you. Actually, here, take a look at this. Just crazy. So I guess that, yeah, obviously a storm was rolling in. You could see there in the video the storm was rolling in, and I think 4 or 5 people died just from the thing. I mean that thing just came down like a sack of bricks. ABC says the Indiana State Fair death toll of 5 could go higher. That's crazy, because I mean, you would think, yeah, you know, get under there, get away from the storm, but man, I remember years ago, I was at another festival. This tied back into the beginning of this podcast. I was at a festival, an outdoor festival, with some people I knew, and the storm was rolling in there, and it was the same kind of thing. It was just like out in the middle of nowhere, and it's blowing, and the clouds are coming in. This was in Ohio, and, you know, people were like, what do we do? Where do we go? You know, do we get out of here? I don't know. And so the concert people, security and stuff, started just loading people into nearby barns and things for shelter. And I was talking to one of the staff people there, and they were like, yeah, there was a tornado spotted like 5 miles from here. I'm like, oh, man, I probably shouldn't. Let's not tell people that. That's probably a bad idea. But I remember in this barn, and it wasn't anything. It wasn't on the concert grounds. It was just some dude's barn next door that lived there. And, you know, all these idiot concert goers were climbing from the rafters and screwing stuff up. And the guy came out, and he was like, you guys all got to get out of here. I'm calling the cops. And he threw us all back out. Luckily, there was no, I don't think there was any injuries from the storm, and there was no tornado, but that could have been really bad, really fast. So, I don't know, things like that. But yeah, so that's that. I'm gonna wrap this up and probably go, I don't know, maybe I'll go back to the show. I realized that I don't really like going to shows anymore. I'm old. I mean, it was kind of cool because I was able to get up close to take pictures, you know, because I have the credentials and things now, which was, but I remember I was just standing there Saturday going, how do people do this? And I turned around, so I'm like right up, I'm in that area, that space between the front of the crowd and the stage. It's like, you know, 3 feet or something. I turn around, right on the front, on the bar, like right up front, is this old lady, must have been 70s? More, I don't know if she was in her 80s yet, but she was pretty old. And she was just rocking it out, man. And people were getting thrown on top of her because idiots like to crowd surf and do things like that. And finally, she was there all day. Finally, the last band that came on, the security had to pull her out because she was not looking so good. Man, I thought, man, she gets some idiot crowd surf and lands on her head. It's gonna be curtains. Like, it could happen to anybody, but man, I don't know. But that's that. So I guess till next time. This is Langley. This show is part of the Geek News Central Podcasting Network. You can follow me on Twitter as Langley. And see you next time.